Okay, so we're on Samach Gimel tonight. So begin on Samach Beis Amud Beis. I'll go back over from yesterday. This is we'll begin four lines from the bottom. So page 124, Samach Beis Amud Beis. Itmar Haveli Yiti. So the woman says to the shliach, Haveli Yiti, bring my get. Vishtucham Rahiv Kabali Yiti. And then the shliach, when he comes to the husband, says something false. He says that your wife said that I could be shliach l'kabbalah. Now I should add on here that again we spoke about a shliach l'kabbalah. Shliach l'kabbalah is the wife appoints a shliach to receive the get, and shliach l'halacha is the husband appoints a shliach to bring the get to the wife. There's another type of shliach called a shliach l'hava'ah. So if the wife appoints a get or somebody to bring the get to her, it's called shliach l'hava'ah. So Shliach, right? Shliach hava, hey beis aleph hey. So, I spoke today to Rev Twersky about this, and Rev Reyezer Schwartz. There's a machloket be shown him whether a woman can appoint a shliach lahava. So some say she can. That's Rambam says like that, or the Rambam says she can, but others say she can't. So in our Gemara, you see in the four lines to the bottom on some beis and beis. She says Haveli Giti. So if I say she can want a shliach lava, so it's fine. If she can, one way you could deal with this is to say that she said she says go to the husband and he'll appoint you to be a shliach laholacha, that type of thing. In other words, but either way, the point is that the wife gives one set of instructions and he misrepresents it and says it Haveli Giti. He says that the wife said Ashbiach l'kabbalah. He says, "V'hu amar," and the husband says, four lines to the bottom, "Heilach kamasha amra." Here, take this get in accordance with what the wife said. So, Rav Leibowitz explained as a Gemara in Masechet Bava Metzia, that's about a person going out to hire workers, and his boss said, "You can hire them out for 4 dinar a day." And he goes, he says, "I'm offering you 3 dinar a day." And they say, the workers say, "We will work in accordance with what the boss said," or something like that. Like the boss said, "Give instructions to you." So the question is, you know, which way is it? Is it the 3 or the 4? So the Gemara connects this, or you know, implicitly connects it to that sugya. So he says, so 3 lines to the bottom. So again, the shliach was shliach lahava, and he says I'm a shliach l'kabbalah, but that's a false statement. And the husband gives him the get and says, "I'm giving you this get. Heilach kamash amra, take it in accordance with what my wife said to you." So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Vu, Amar Rav, Afilu Giget Liadoa in Megureshet. So Rav says she's definitely not divorced, meaning that Rav is saying that the husband's giving him under the false pretense that he's a shliach l'kabbalah, but he's not a shliach l'kabbalah. That was false. He was shliach l'havaa. So he's nothing. In other words, he's giving to him the understanding that there would be a shliach l'kabbalah, but he's not a shliach l'kabbalah, and he was really shliach lava. So she's not divorced, even if he brings the get to her. So shma mina adibur dei kasamich. So we see that in this instance, he, the husband, is relying totally on the shliach statement. He says, "I'm a shliach l'kabbalah," so he's accepting it like hook, line, and sinker. Dia dibur dida kasamich, but because if the alternative would be to say when he says, when he makes the statement, he says, "Heilach kamasha amra," that could mean based on your false representation to me, or it could mean, I don't know what she said to you, but whatever she said to you, here's the get and proceed accordingly. So if that would be the way, then she would be divorced. She should be divorced. So Rav Nachman says that she's not divorced. So that means that he, the husband, is totally relying on the shliach's false representation to him. And that being the case, he gave him the get under false pretenses. So it's not a get. Okay, that's Rav Nachman's halacha. Okay, everybody good so far? You mean the shliach? Right, 100% correct. Okay, now, he's making a misrepresentation, and the husband relying on the misrepresentation says, "If you're the shliach kabbalah here, I'm giving you this right." So it's not. So the Gemara says, "Amar Ravashi achi ashta." So Ravashi says, "How can we extrapolate out from this case to the case in Bava Metzia that we just discussed with the, you know, shliach who's hiring workers for the day?" So on the top line on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, he says, "Bishleima yemar it ha'ipcha." If Rav Nachman had taught me the opposite case, a case not in which the get was not good, but a case where the get was good, then I'd be able to extrapolate it out. How? He says, for example, if Karalagiti, if the wife had actually said to the Shliach, be a Shliach Kabbalah, Mishtakam Rahabeli Giti, and he, the Shliach, says, I'm only a Shliach Lahavah, he says, Vuhu Amar, Hela Kamasha Amra, the husband says, here, take this get in accordance with what she said, but Amar of Nachman, Amar of Hua, Amarav, Kemishti get the Yadom, the Gureshet, and then if Rav Nachman would have said, once the Shliach gets the get, she's divorced, Alma Adibur Didahu the Kasamich. So then that would be the Tzad that he's relying on what the wife had really said. In other words, when he says, take this in accordance with what your wife says, and it would come out that his wife had said to be a Shliach Kabbalah, and he's saying, I don't know what she said, but you know, whatever it is, go with it, then that would be one Tzad. He says, Inami Liyador. He says, or in the alternative, if Rav Nachman would have said that she's divorced when she actually receives the get, adibur didei kasamich, then I would say he's totally relying on what the shliach said. So the shliach says, I'm a shliach l'hava. So the wife said, be a shliach l'kabbalah. And the shliach says, she said to me to be a shliach l'hava. So then he gives her the get, and he says, fine, take this get in accordance with what the wife she said. So if he's saying, like my understanding is the way you're saying it, so be a shliach laholacha in essence. So then when she gets it, she'd be divorced. Then, so under those circumstances, I could, in other words, we want to be mevarer, this other machlok that we have in Bav Metzia, when a representative, you know, misrepresents what the principal said, so, and somebody says, I accept it in accordance with what, you know, the principal said, does he mean he's accepting it the way the middleman says it, or does he mean whatever the principal said, that's it? So if this was a fact pattern that Rav Nachman said she's divorced, either she's divorced when as soon as Shliach gets the get, which is like the wife's original instructions, or she's divorced as soon as the Shliach brings it to the wife, so then it's either you still make one or the other. Elahacha, but here where Rav Nachman is saying she's not divorced and you want to extrapolate out that other machloket, there could be a different reason why she's not divorced. You assume she's not divorced because you assume because he, the husband, is relying on what the shliach is saying. The shliach is saying a falsehood, but that could be a different reason. Who it could be because the shliach himself, when he said, in other words, she says you're shliach in Kabbalah. He comes and says I'm only shliach lahava. So I'm sorry, the other way around. She said, be a shliach lahava, and he says, I'm a shliach kabbalah. It could be that he, by that statement, is repudiating all of his shlichas. In other words, the wife said, bring me the get. And he says, no, I don't want to bother bringing the get. I'm a shliach kabbalah or nothing. So, but he's not a shliach kabbalah. So that's a repudiation of all the shlichas, it could be. He says, the amar shliach kabbalah havina. He says, I'm a shliach kabbalah. Loholacha lo havina, not a shliach loholacha. So the fact that Rav Nachman taught me a case where the get was not good, I can't necessarily extrapolate from there for the machloket that we have in Bava Metzia, whether you know the person is somek on what the shliach on dibur didei or a dibur dida. Like whose statement is he relying on? All right, so I'm going to move on now. Okay, now now the Gemara is going to ask more questions against Rav Nachman. Okay, we're on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph around 6 lines before breakers one. Okay, so Amar Rav Huna Bar Chiya Tashma. So Rav China Bar Chiya is going to like ask a question against Rav Nachman from our Mishnah. Now, with this Mishnah, we did this yesterday, but pretend we didn't learn yesterday's Gemara. We don't understand. Remember, yesterday we said that when it says Hitkabel Getzeh, we said it really means Hitkabel Vaholeif Getzeh, like receive it in Holeif. But we don't know that, or like erase that. So he says here, so Amar Avuna Bar Chiya Tashma, Ha'omer Hitkabel Getzeh Le'ishti. If a man says to a person, accept this get for my wife, or bring this get to my wife, if he wants to retract it at any time for the wife receives the get, he can retract it. He says, Tama d'ratza. So the reason he could retract is he chooses to. He says, halo ratza, but if he doesn't want to retract, have a get. It would be a good get. So why does that work? In other words, we think that the husband is appointing shliach l'kabbalah, but we know a husband can't appoint a shliach l'kabbalah. Ela imrinan. So the Gemara wants to come up with another svara for our Mishnah, which the Gemara is going to reject in a minute. Elaminan, Kevin Shnatani Nablagarsha, Mimar Amar, Tigarish Kilheshi to Magarsha. In other words, once a husband has decided to divorce his wife, he wants her to be divorced on the whatever way he gets divorced. So, in other words, like the Gemara thinks initially, he thinks, I can appoint a Shliach LeKabbalah. But if I can't appoint a Shliach LeKabbalah, I want you to be whatever Shlichus works. You know, just I want to get divorced from her. So if that's the case, if that's the Svara in the Mishnah, so in essence, it's because he's going to be, in other words, he tries to appoint a Shliach Kabbalah, but he can't appoint a Shliach Kabbalah, so he'll be a Shliach Laholacha. But the point is that a man wants to get divorced, whatever way works, that's what I want, that's what I adopt. So assuming that that is what a person thinks and that works, Hachanami, so too with Rav Nachman, when the shliach misrepresented his shlichus, the wife said, be a shliach lahava, and he says, I'm a shliach l'kabbalah, he says, and this is a question against Rav Nachman, on the first white line, Hachanami came in shantanan of Lagarsha, once the husband has already decided to divorce his wife, Mimar Amar Tigarish Kalhefi the Magarsha. So he says, I want to divorce whatever works. So Rav Nachman says she's not divorced. But if I take that Svara, which the Gemara thinks is inherent in our Mishnah, so he wants to whatever works, I want him to be divorced. So she should be divorced once she gets to get. So the Gemara says, Hachi Hashta, how can you compare these two cases? He says, Hatam, meaning in our Mishnah, Adam Yodea Shein Shlichut the Kabbalah. So now the Gemara is explained differently. A person, everybody knows, it's Aleph Beis, that a man cannot appoint a Shliach LeKabbalah. Only the wife can appoint a Shliach LeKabbalah. The Gamar V'natan L'Shem Holacha. And so when he gave it to the Shliach, his intent was, and it was, even though he says the words, Hitkabel Getzel Le'ishti, like the Gemara said yesterday, it means Hitkabel V'Holech. Accept it and bring it to her. That's what he's saying. So, you know, when I said it yesterday, Holech, but it should be Hitkabel V'Holech. He accepted and bring it to her. That's what he means. Ha-fa-toy. But in the case that Rav Nachman said, where the guy misrepresents, he says, I'm a shliach of Kabbalah, the husband thinks, I'm a shliach of Kabbalah, here's the get, and he's making mistakes, so she's not divorced. Okay? Yeah, go ahead.
Rav Nachman says, the case that Rav Nachman said, it's called water.
Right? Wait.
Rav Nachman said, first case, he's running the shliach by line.
Wait, we didn't have Rav Ashi today. Where?
This word.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Rav Ashi. Yeah, Hachi Hashka. Right.
He said the first case, only because he lied. Correct?
No, in other words, Rav Ashi was saying that perhaps we don't have a Raya Mukhrecha that...
Because he lied.
In other words, maybe we could say that he repudiated the Shlichus. That's an alternative way.
Why don't we say that?
An alternative way to explain it.
Why don't we say that also in Ashit's case, the second case, because he also changed the Shlichus. She said, She said, accept it for me. And he said, she said, bring it for me. Look at that case.
Which, where are you now?
Second case, of Ashit's case. She said, come up with me.
You mean with the top of this amud?
Yes.
The kabel of DC?
Yes.
Mishtacham lo habel of DC. Yeah. So it means like this.
No.
In other words, so the way Rashi takes it, if the wife says haveli giti, he's got to do a lot of work. So he says, I'm not a shliach lavam, a shliach kabbalah. No, in other words, he's repudiating the shlichos because I have an easy way to get out of this. I don't want to bother bringing it to her, even though he brings it to her in the end. I don't want to bother with this whole thing. So I'm a shliach the kabbalah. That's a repudiation of shlichos. Here in the top case, when he says Kabbalah Giti, and he says Yishtachamar Habeli Giti, he says Ruhamar Hel Kamasha Amra. So
he's accepting it by doing more work. It's okay, I'm saying.
So he's not necessarily repudiating the shlichus. That's what it is. But he's not rejecting the shlichus. Okay. Let me just focus on this because it's a difficult gemara. Let's get through this. Okay. So we're on line three, the third wide line on Samakim Lamed Aleph. Okay. So again, let's focus on Rav Nachman's halacha. Rav Nachman's halacha is the wife says, "Haveli Giti, bring me the get," and he, the shliach, lies and says she said, "Hikabeli Giti, be a shliach l'kabbalah," and the husband gives the shliach the get. She's not megureshet, even if the shliach brings her the get. because and we said because adibura didei kasamich, because he's accepting the shliach statement that he's a shliach le kabbalah and he's not a shliach le kabbalah. I'm giving you the get that based on your shliach le kabbalah, you're not a shliach le kabbalah, so it's not a good get. Okay, so now the third white line. I'm a Rava Tashma. So Rava tries to bring a proof in the Mishnah coming up on Thursday's daf. He says, "Katana Sha'amra Hitabalagiti." If a katana said to a shliach, "Accept the get on my behalf," ain't no get until she get liyado. It's not a get till she receives it. In other words, a katana cannot appoint a shliach. So if a katana says to somebody, "Accept the get on my behalf," so it's not a shliach for Kabbalah until she receives the get. But now the Gemara extrapolates from the Mishnah. But when she does receive the get, the Tana Mishnah says she's divorced. He says, in other words, she says it kind of like Giti. And then maybe the shliach shows up and says, I'm a shliach with Kabbalah. And she's not a shliach with Kabbalah. And the husband gives her the get. And then he delivers it to get to her. But the Mishnah says she's divorced, which seems to be the opposite of what Rav Nachman had. Rav Nachman had a similar case and wasn't divorced. Ella Minan, so the Gemara says, "Amai halav shliach olach shavya." Ella Minan, he mentioned the Tani Lav Garsha. Is it not? The Gemara wants to like resuscitate the svar that we had above that once a man decides to divorce his wife, Mimar Amar Tigarsh Kolayis the Garsha. In other words, whatever works. In other words, I'm giving it to this. We think that the husband is giving the get to the shliach. He thinks it's a shliach Kabbalah. It's not a shliach Kabbalah. But then when he finds out. It's something else, but I want to be divorced. Whatever gets me out of this, and that works. So Hachanami, so too in the case of Rav Nachman, Hamish and Tana Lagarsha, since the husband decided to divorce the woman, he wrote up the get, Neymar Amar Tigarsh Bohati the Magarsha. So why don't we say that's his intent? So it's the same line of argument the Gemara is like coming up with again. So the Gemara says, we're around the eighth white line, okay, on some Kim Lunal. So the Gemara says, "Hasi hasha." How can you compare the two cases? Hatam adayim deyashin shlichu b'katan. So over with the katana, so everybody knows aleph beis that a katana cannot appoint a shliach. The gamar benatam l'shum holacha is didei. So he intends to do it l'shum the same halacha and the holacha. In other words, I know that you can't be a shliach kabbalah, whatever you say, whatever. So I'm giving you these be a shliach l'holacha. I know from the get go. But here, in Rav Nachman's case, the person makes a bona fide mistake. He thinks, you know, that it's a shliach Kabbalah. It's not a shliach Kabbalah, so it doesn't fly. Okay? All right. So now, around the 10th wide line. So Tashma, now again, the Gemara is bringing another question against Rav Nachman. Let's repeat again, Michael. So,
I got it.
Okay, fine. Okay, so Tashma, so this is a question from the following Brisa. Haveli Hiti, a woman says to a shliach, bring me my get. The ishtakama had tadal a giti. And he, the shliach, goes to the man and says that the wife said, be shliach with Kabbalah. That's exactly Rav Nachman's case. That's wrong, but there's a price that was Rav Nachman's case. Or conversely, tadal a giti, the wife says, be shliach with Kabbalah. He says, be ishtakama habeli giti. And then he, the shliach, says, I should be a shliach with Havar. The huamar, hole the tema. He, the husband, says either one of the following phrases. Either he says A, holech v'teinla, here, no, bring this get to her. Zechila, he says, or, you know, be zoka with this get, behid kabbalah, or behid kabbalah, or accept it for her. One of those three. Ratzalach zor yachzor, if he wants to retract, he can retract until she receives the get. Mishkiya get liyada, migreshet. Once she receives the get, she's migreshet. So it's a difficult brisa. And we don't understand this price yet, but we do understand that it says that she is divorced. So here, the first case is going to be a kasha against Rav Nachman. The first case is the woman said, Abeli Giti. And then he shows up and says, Ishtakamar Hikadali Giti. And then the husband says something to her, like, take this get, and then she's divorced. And Rav Nachman, let's say Rav Nachman spoke about a case where he says, Halach Kamasha Amra. But the point is, she gets divorced. So my love, Kabbalah at Kabbalah, the Halacha o Halacha. So the Gemara says, is it not that the Bryce is speaking about, in other words, when you have these different Lashonot, that the husband is just mirroring whatever the Shliach says to him. So the Shliach says to him, I'm a Shliach for Kabbalah. He says, Hit Kabbalah, get that. If he says, I'm a shliach lahava, he says, holeich getzeh. All right. So the husband is saying, now, the first two phrases are holeich teinla or zechila. So those go together. So in other words, if she says, I'm a shliach lahalacha, so he says, holeich teinla. Oh, no. The last two go together. Yeah. You're right. If he says, I'm a shliach lahalacha, he says, holeich teinla. If he's a shliach lahalacha, he says, zechila. Or he says, Vedekabala, Bizoka for her, or Bibakabal for her. So if that's the case, then Rav Nachman is in hot water, because we think. So the wife says, you know, the wife said, actually said, you know, Bishleif Lahava. And then the Shleif says, I'm Shleif Kabbalah. And the husband says, Hit Kabbalah. And so then he gives her the get, she's divorced. So we think that that would be the same case. As Rav Nachman's talking about, and does say she's divorced. Rav Nachman says she's not divorced, even if she gets the get. That's the question against Rav Nachman. So the Gemara says, "Lo, that's not necessarily the pshat in the Brisa. It could be Kabbalah Holacha, Holacha Kabbalah." So the case in the Brisa is totally different. The case in the Brisa is where the man's verbiage mirrors the wife's original language. So if the wife says to the shaliach, "Be a shaliach for Kabbalah," and the shaliach says, "I'm a shaliach for Holacha." The husband says, "Hit kabbalah, receive the get." Or if the wife says, "Holeich getzeh," and the shliach says, "I'm a shliach," or the other way around. If the wife, which would do the first time, or if the wife says, you know, "Be shliach lo holacha," and he says, "I'm a shliach with kabbalah," he's a holeich getzeh. He says, now if that's the case, then it's already different than Rav Nachman's case, because in Rav Nachman he says, "I'm a shliach with kabbalah," and he says, "Take it the way she says." We assume to be a shliach with kabbalah. So he says, E Kabbalah Holacha. So now the Gemara has to touch up the Brisa. E Kabbalah Holacha. So if in the case where the wife says, "I'm be a shliach for Kabbalah," and he the shliach says, "I'm a shliach for Holacha," and then the husband says, "Hit Kabbal Getzeh," so then why is she only divorced when she receives a get? She should be. He's really a shliach for Kabbalah. So why is she divorced immediately? So if he mati gitul yadei la'alta le'begita. So immediately she should be divorced. So the Gemara now is segueing to like a topic that we brought up at the top of the Amud about what, in other words, remember when we had on the top of the Amud, we had about if Rav Nachman would have said A, then we would have been able to extrapolate out, you know, whether Dibur Didah with the Kasamech or a Dibur Didah Kasamech, on whose Dibur is he relying. So if that would be, so Shamat Nina, from the fact that she's not divorced right away, the adibur day kasamit. So, can we not extrapolate from this brisa that going back to our original question, which dibur does the husband rely on? That he's relying on dibur didei. He's relying on the shliach's dibur. In other words, the shliach is saying, "I'm really a shliach laholacha," and the wife had really appointed him to be a shliach for Kabbalah, and he says, "Well, based on your dibur, I want you to be a shliach laholacha." And what? Say again. No, let's go back. In this brisa, she says, we're moving away from Rav Nachman. In the brisa, the wife says, be a shliach l'kabbalah. He says, she said, I should be a shliach l'holacha. And he says, be makabalah. He says, be makabalah. But we think he means, take it. That's what we think he means. So be a lacha, so adibur de kasanet. So the Gemara says, Pasi Hashka. In other words, the Gemara is connecting it to the top of the Amud. On the top of the Amud, remember we had on the top line of this Amud, the Kabbalah Giti, which the Kamra Habeli Giti, who Amar Hela Kamasha Amra. So then, if you go where the small bays is, the fifth line, Inami Liyada Adibur De Kasama. So if she's divorced, if Rav Nachman would have said she's divorced when she gets the get, I would say then the husband is relying on Dibur Didei. So he says here, back in our Gemara, Hachi Hashta, how can you compare the two cases? In the case in the Brisa, the issue that we had about Dibura. Hatam ka'amarle, hela k'masha amra. In other words, in the case with Rav Nachman, either he actually said, or the way the Gemara was projecting that Rav Nachman would have said on line two, hela k'masha amra, the husband is saying, take it in accordance with the way the husband said to do it. Then if he says that, then I'm into the parsha is it dibur diday, is it dibur dida? Because I don't know which way it's going. Haka mi kamar lehelek kamesha amra. Here he never says helek kamesha amra. So I can't extrapolate from the holding in this brisa to the din of dibur diday or dibur dida. But in the brisa we could say again that the husband is saying holech etzah. In other words, I want you to be a shlich laholacha, despite the fact that he says the words Kabbalah, but he means that's what he means. Okay, so the bottom line is Rav Nachman is still in good shape, and we're not able to derive a halakha about the difference between. All right, any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? All right, let's see further. Now we're at okay, so we're 10 lines from the bottom. Okay, Tan Rabbanan, the Kabbalah Giti. The woman says, "Be yishlich Kabbalah." So far, so good. The wife says, "Be yishlich Kabbalah," and the shlich says to the husband, "I'm shlich Kabbalah." The hu omer holech b'tainla. The husband says one of the following terms: holech b'tainla, like bring it over to her, or zechila, or let her acquire it. B'hit kabbalah. So one of those three terms. Ratzalach zur lo yatzur. So the key is going to be the words holech b'tainla. When he says, under these circumstances, when the wife appointed him to be shlich l'kabbalah, and the husband says, holech b'tein la, does he mean, like, acquire it right away? Does the word holech b'tein la, does that mean acquire it right away? That's the question. Right, that's true. Well, we'll see, we'll see, we'll see, we'll see, we'll see an opinion like that, okay? So he says, holech b'tein la, so the first time is holding, that holech b'tein la means like the same as zechila, like she should acquire right away. So he can't go back. Rabbi Natan Omer, holech b'tein la, if he says holech b'tein la, ratzalach zor yachzor. Rabbi Natan says, holech b'tein la, the husband can pull out of the deal. He says, in other words, holech is not the same as zechi. But zechila v'kabela, ratzalach zor lo yachzor. But if he says zechila v'kabela, he can't pull back. But the key is on the holech. So according to Tanakama, he's stuck with holech. Queen Rabbi Natan, he can still retract. Now, Rabbi Omer, the Kulanim Ratzalach Zor Lo Yachzor, we know says that all of those terms, he stuck. Aval, im Amar Lo, but if the man said to the Shliach, if she should Kabbalah, I don't want you to be a Shliach Le Kabbalah. If he says those words, I don't want you to be a Shliach Le Kabbalah, Ela Holech B'tein La Ratzalach Zor Yachzor. So then he can go back, because he specifically says, I don't want you to be a Shliach Le Kabbalah. We're talking about the wife appoints them to be shliach kabbalah, and then the man says holech b'tein la. So what does that mean? So the Gemara says Rebbe Hayna Tanakama. Rebbe sounds like the same as the Tanakama. Tanakama says if you say holech, you're stuck, and Rebbe says they holech, you're stuck unless you say yefshi. So ibay neima yefshi atashmin. I could say Rebbe is similar to Tanakama, but Rebbe's adding on. If the husband says I don't want you to be shliach kabbalah, then all bets are off. The ibay neima. Or else I could say the Bryce is simply saying, like, who's the Tanakama Rebbe? That's what the Gemara is saying. So at the end of the day, we have a machloket tanaim between Rebbe and Rebbe Natan. If the wife appoints the man to be a shlich with Kabbalah, and the husband says, holech b'tein la, is holech, I want him to hear her to quiet right away, or holech, I want you to be a shlich laholacha. So according to Rebbe, he's stuck. Unless he says I'm uprooting your shlich kabbalah stuff, you're stuck. And according to Rabbi Nathan, that now the bonus is he by lohu halach the Rabbi Nathan kislita. I mean, now let's say Rabbi Nathan says holech is not like zoka. What if he says halach? In other words, like this is for you. In other words, like holech is bring it to her, but holech v'tela. But what? But a halach. This is here. This is for you. So then he says, I'm a shlich kabbalah, and he says, halef, this is for you. He says, halef Rabbi Nathan kishli dami, olav kishli dami. So tashma.
I think Rebbe is not a problem. Sure, this is okay.
Lechora, according to Rebbe, it would be, like, if holech is kizachi, then halef, certainly kizachi. Yeah. So the Gemara says two lines to the bottom. So we're going to try to bring a proof from our Mishnah. So again, we're focusing on Rabbi Nathan. Rabbi Nathan says, holech, you could retract. It's lav kisvi, and halach is the unknown variable. So tashma, ha'omer hit kabel getzel v'yishvi in our Mishnah. But when Holeif gets the Shmita, we're talking about the Holeif, Ratzalav Zoriach Zor. If you want to retract, you retract. Aisha Sha'amra probably geek it, but if a woman says, I want you to accept a get on my behalf, Ratzalav Zor, Lo Yatzor. And again, we think that the cases are accumulated. So it means that the case would be the woman says, Be Shleif for Kabbalah, and then the husband says, Holeif gets Ela Ishti, that he can't retract at that point in time. Again, in our Mishnah, we have the husband who says to a shliach, let's leave out the tabel. The husband says to a shliach, Holeif gets Ela Ishti, he can be chozer. But then if the woman had previously said to that shliach, that's the way the Gemara understands the Mishnah, it kabel get Ishti, be a shliach with Kabbalah, and then the husband says, Holeif. In other words, the shliach shows up and he says, Holeif gets Ela Ishti, that he cannot retract. That's what we think. Okay. Okay, wait a second. So he says, so my love, the Hela. So the Gemara wants to say, now we know explicitly Rabbi Nathan says, with Holeif, the person could retract. So we think, assuming this Mishnah is like Rabbi Nathan, how would Rabbi Nathan explain the Mishnah? He's not going to explain it that the husband says Holeif, because we know Rabbi Nathan holds Holeif, he can retract. So Mistama, Rabbi Nathan is going to explain the Mishnah that it says Halef. He says, my love, the Hela, is it not that the Mishnah is talking about that the woman appointed a shliach in Kabbalah, the husband says, Hela gets that, take this get, or he says, and he can't, Rabbi Nathan, my love, the Hela, Rabbi Nathan. So is it not the Mishnah is talking about a case of Hela, Rabbi Nathan, in which case it'll come out that Rabbi Nathan, we might be listening to Sotha. So the Gemara says, lo, behole, for it. So no, I can explain the Mishnah is talking about that he says, Holeif, and it's like the Shita of Rabbi. Rabbi says, when you say, hold on, you're stuck. No, that's it. Okay, now, Tashma. Now, the Gemara tries to bring another proof from our Mishnah. If the husband said to the shliach, if she should Kabbalah, I don't, in other words, the wife says, I want you to be shliach Kabbalah. But then the husband says, I don't want you to be shliach with Kabbalah. But what I want you to do is go bring it to her. He says, Ratzalach Zor Yachzor. So then he can retract any time before she receives it. So the Gemara deduces from this, Tama da Amar EFC. The reason he can retract is because he said EFC. In other words, I don't want you to be Shliach Kabbalah. Halo Amar EFC. But had he not said those words, Ratzalach Zor Lo Yachzor. So then he cannot retract. So now we want to say that this line is like according to Rabbi Nathan. So Rabbi Nathan, we know, holds that if she says be shliach with Kabbalah and he says holeich, he can withdraw anyway. So it's not, so my love, the halach, Rabbi Nathan. So the Gemara says, is it not that this line in the Mishnah is really not talking about where the husband said holeich, but he says halach. So if he says halach, he can't withdraw if she would have appointed him a shliach Kabbalah. Lo, but holeich for Rabbi. No, it could be holeich and it's like Rabbi. Okay, so Tashma, and the Gemara tries to bring another proof. It says, Holeif gets Ela Ishti, if, now this is a brisa, we haven't had this yet. If a man says to a shliach, Holeif gets Ela Ishti, bring this get to my wife, Ratzah Lachzor Yachzor, and he wants to retract, he can retract. Yeah, so here we assume, it's not about a case where the woman says he should be a shliach for Kabbalah, and the husband says, Holeif gets Ela Ishti, so if he can retract. Halech gets Ela Ishti, but he says, Halech gets Ela Ishti, Ratzah Lachzor Lo Yachzor. So man shamalei damar b'holeif ratzalach zor yachzor. Who's the Tana who could subscribe that when the man says holeif gets ela ishti that he can withdraw? So not Rebbe, it's got to be Rebbe Nathan. Rebbe Nathan, the kamar b'holeif ratzalach zor lo yachzor. And then the next line says if he says halach, he's locked in. So shmomina halach kischi dami shmomina. So we see Raya Mukrechet that Rebbe Nathan would hold halach is kischi, like acquire it on her behalf. Okay, and obviously she said be a shliach with Kabbalah, otherwise it can never work. Okay, any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? Everybody good in Zoomerland? Okay.
I'm surprised that Art Scroll does not have charts according to this Lashon, according to this Tana. I don't see any of that.
Different department. You got to contact the Art Scroll people. All right, let's see further. Okay, now, line 10 on Sana Pimel with Bays. Okay, 63B, line 10. Itmar, it kabbalah giti. So the wife says, "I want you to be shliach for Kabbalah." And he says, "Vishtaf Amrah Kabbalah Giti." So far, so good. The shliach says, "I'm a shliach for Kabbalah." The Huomer Holech Betainla, and he, the husband, says, "Holech Betainla." So that gufa we know is a machloke between Rabbi Natan and Rabbi. So Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Nasa Shlucho Ushlucha Becholetze. So Rav says, and we have to tease this out exactly what he's holding. Rav says that this shliach is both the man's shliach and the woman's shliach. In other words, the woman said, be a shliach of Kabbalah. And the man says, holy. So he's a shliach for both. So it sounds like Rav is besupak. Whether, in other words, if I hold that holy is kizchi, which is the way that Rebbe holds, then she's divorced as soon as the shliach accepts it. But if I hold that holech is not kizchi, then she's only divorced when she receives the get. And let's say the husband dies before she receives the get. So it sounds like Rav says nasa shlucho shlucha. In other words, it sounds like we're not sure whether he's the shliach is the man is his shliach or her shliach. He says becholetze, and as a result of that, if the man dies before the shliach delivers the get, she has to do chalitza. In other words, I don't know if she's divorced, which she should do chalitza, or maybe she's still married because that he, the husband, like reprogrammed them to be a shliach laholacha, and then he never delivered the get. Right, but we're trying to find out how Rav holds. This is Rav's halachic holding. So he says, Rav says a cryptic statement. What we have to see. Rav says, Nas shlucho shlucha. He's both. He's her shliach and his shliach. So he's one person's shliach. In other words, if holech is kizchi, then he's her shliach. If holech is lab kizchi, then he's the man's shliach. But Rav says he's both shliach, and she has to be choletzet. So the Gemara says, lemeimra the mesap le the Rav. So it sounds like Rav was a supak. He was uncertain. I holech kizchi, dami, whether, you know, under those circumstances, is the halakha like Rebbe? He says, ilav kizchi, dami, or like Rebbe Natan. So the Gemara says, va'it, is that true? He's the supak? Va'itmar, we have another statement, holech mana leploni. If Reuven says to a shliach, bring this 100 zuz to Ploni, shani chayavlo, because I owe him 100 zuz. So Reuven says, let's say Reuven says, I owe 100 amana, 100 zuz to Shimon. And he says to Zvulun, bring it to Shimon. Amar Rav, Rav says, chayabach riuto. He, Reuven, who's the debtor in my example, he's liable for any loss in transit because Shimon never said, send it with the shliach or anything like that. It's a different matter. But if before the money gets to Shimon, he, Reuven, wants to retract the shlichus, he can't be chozer. He can't be chozer. So it sounds like So money is chus for the recipient. So it sounds like in that sugya, it sounds like Rav is holding that holech is kizchi, and that's why he can't retract. And here he's mesupak. So the Gemara says, Hatam Safik Mamona Lakula, Hafik Safik Yisru Lakumar. So the Gemara says, no, over there it's din in Mamonot. So by Mamonot, the din is Hamotzi Mechaber Olavaraya. So he, the debtor, no longer has the money. If he wants the money, he has the burden of proof to prove that he's entitled to the money. And then when that's what he says, Safik Mamona Lakula, Rav Leibowitz was saying it's a little unusual because where the proof for one is a kumar for the other, but it's saying that, he says, look at Rashi, the fifth narrow line. He says, but most of the therefore the money doesn't go back. Here, it's the Sapek Yisur and Lakoma. Here, we don't know whether she's married or not. I got to go both ways. So it means that the Shliach has got the money and the debtor wants the money back. Reuven sent the money to Shimon and Reuven gave it to Zvulun to be the Shliach. And now Zvulun didn't give it yet. And now Reuven wants the money back. So there Rav says, you can't get it back. So he said, it sounds like he's holding holech as kizchi. So the Gemara says, and yet in our case, we're saying he's mesupak with a holech as kizchi. So the Gemara is saying, it's following different kalim. In other words, over there is the din of mamono. By mamono, I say, amotzi mechaber olav araya. If somebody else has got the money, I have the burden of proof. So you don't have the money anymore. You have the burden of proof to prove it's yours. Here, though, by Isurim, so I don't know which way it is, so you got to go that way. Okay,
So now, let's see. So the Gemara says, okay, everybody think. So we're around 20 lines down on Semakimon Beis. Okay. So the first words are Amarav. Okay. Amarav, you know, Isho Sashliach Tabela Gita Miyad Shliach Bala. Rav says a woman cannot appoint a Shliach to accept it from the husband Shliach. In other words, the husband is appointing a Shliach Laholacha, and the woman is appointing a Shliach LaKabala. So in other words, it can't be a transfer from one Shliach to the other Shliach. Rav Chanina Amar, Isho Sashliach Tabela Gita Miyad Shliach. Chanina says she could do that. Miyad Shliach Bala. My time of the Rav. What's the reason for, in other words, that she could do a shliach, I don't need a hezbo. Why can't she make a shliach? My time to Rav, by name of Shem Bizayon Dabal. I could say it's because of the humiliation or debasement from her husband. In other words, the husband may not want her to accept it from, to accept it through a shliach. In other words, if the shliach shows up the Kabbalah and he gives her the get, then he's consenting to it. But otherwise, I appointed my shliach, shliach lo'olacha, I expect you to accept the get. I don't want the shliach. So let's look at Rashi around the 8th narrow line. Shem Bizayon Dabal Sabur Kaloti Beineha Sheni Mekabalato. In other words, like I'm like nothing in her eyes that she doesn't accept it. Ba'atzma Ilu Ki Av Ki Kabal Miyada Baal Inkan Nashash Bizayon Dayad Below Kabi. In other words, if the husband gives it to a shliach Kabbalah, so obviously he's mocha with it, but he may want the wife to accept the get directly. He says, that's so I don't know. So that's why Rob says she can't do that. Or back to the Gemara, Ibai Neima Mishum Katsira Baal Lacharmikan. Or else I could say it's a Gzeira Mishum Katsira Baal Lacharmikan. So that's where, in other words, if the husband has a get, he has to give the get to the wife or put the get in her Katsira. Let's say the husband has a friend, Shimon, and he puts the get in Shimon's Katsira. And then after he puts the get in Shimon's chatzer, Shimon sells or gives the chatzer to the wife, to Rachel. So that's not good because that's Gezerah. In other words, at the time he gives the get, it has to be her chatzer. So here too, with these two, in other words, the Gemara is afraid that if I permit the wife to create a shliach and he has got a shliach, so it'll look a little bit like, chatzer lachar shabbat lachar mikan. In other words, when the husband puts the get in Shimon's chatzer, the chatzer is his shliach, and then when it's transferred to her, then we want to say it's her shliach. You understand what I'm saying? So it's not exactly the same. Right. So we're afraid if I do one shliach to another shliach, in other words, one shliach standing over to another shliach, in people's minds it could be like chatzer ba'alachar mikan. So where Shimon's chatzer changes from, his shliach to her shliach. So he says, my binai, what's the nafka? Either way, they both hold that you can't appoint shliach except from shliach. If she had appointed the shliach before he did, so then according to the reason that it's with Bizayon, I thought it was still a problem. So it's the other way around. He says, let's see Rashi. He says in the Rashi, the Tami Yi B'Shem Shliach, Yidah Kronos Shema Sarabal Yed Shlucho, the Hashal Adam El Chatzir Abal Akarmikan. It's not like, in other words, with Chatzir Abal Akarmikan, he points the Shliach, and then she appoints the Shliach. In other words, first the Chatzir is his Shliach, and then the Chatzir is changed over to her Shliach. So if she appoints the Shliach first, it's not similar to Chatzir Abal Akarmikan. Chatzir Abal Akarmikan, it's his Shliach, and it's her Shliach. But the Bizayon would still be there. All right. Yeah, but he may not want that. That way. In other words, but the husband might still feel disgraced if his agent received the get from his. If her agent received the get. So he says, all right, I don't know. I have to hold that question on the side. Okay? But in other words, he may not want to go for it. Okay, let's get back to the Gemara. Now, Ahu Gavra. Okay, we're around 8 lines above where it gets wide. And then we have to wrap it up shortly. Ahu Gavra, the Shadla Gita, there was a man who sent away debt to his wife. Azal shlicha, the shlich went, ashcha ki atfa b'kalaisha. He encounters the wife is sitting and kneading dough. So Amar law, he says to her, have I got a lovely gift for you? Hail kiteich, here's your get. I'm sure it's going to make your day. Amar lei, she says to him, lehevei b'atfa. I want you, like, to keep it. So the Gemara takes it that she now is appointing him to be a shliach l'kabala. In other words, he up to now has been a shliach l'olacha. In other words, she said, my hands are dirty, whatever. You keep it. You keep it on my behalf. So Amar Rav Nachman, in each of the Reb Chanina, now, Reb Chanina holds that a woman can make a shliach to get it from the man's shliach. In other words, so in each of the Reb Chanina, Abdiba Uvda. So I would paskin that she's divorced. In other words, if one shliach can accept from another shliach. In other words, the man gave the get to his shliach. Then the shliach, his shliach gets converted to her shliach. And now, so it's like one shliach accepting the get from the other shliach. So if Rabbi Chanina is correct that when you can have one shliach give to another shliach, she's divorced. Amalei Rava, in Ithu the Rabbi Chanina, Abdiba Uvda, if you're holding like Rabbi, you would pass him that she's divorced. So there's a requirement that the shliach has to be able to go back and say to the sender that I've completed the shlichus, but before he's appointed a shliach for someone else. But here, the shliach can't go back and do that because he's converted right away. So he says, so we've got a problem. So now we don't know, is this woman divorced or not? So shalchu l'kamin to Rabbi Yami. So they sent a question for Rabbi Yami, last name of mine. Shalchu, Rabbi Yami sent them. Lo chas v'shlich v'rei tzalabal. Yeah, you got a problem. The shlich's not able to go back to the husband. Yeah, I did the shlichus. So maybe she's not divorced. Rabbi Chia bar Abba Amar, Yitashay b'davar. Rabbi Abba says, I need to think this thing through. So Rabbi Leibowitz was saying, like, why even mention that he had to think it through? He wanted to say, like, if a post-take says you got to think things through, there's nothing wrong with that. It's good to think things through. You know, he was saying if a person knows the answer all the time, you got to wonder about it. So So he said, I got to think it through over. So after, like, Rabbi Leibowitz was saying after a couple of days, he sent it back again. Amar, he says, may they keep spending this question. He hates the Masapkulu, just like you in Babel are Masupak with the answer to this question. So to here in Eretz Yisrael, I'm also Masupak with this. So the Gemara says, he says, Havi Davar Sheba Erva, it's, you know, Davar Sheba Erva, it's like related to, you know, marriage. Davar Sheba Erva, Choletze, meaning I'm Masupak. So if the husband were to die, in other words, the husband needs to give another get, or if he were to die, she's got to do Chalitza, because I don't know whether she's divorced or not. Remember, the Shliach brought the get, she's kneading the dough. He says, you know, you be my shliach l'kabbalah now. So it's like giving one shliach to another shliach. But it's lo chas v'shlichas l'baal. But it's just saying, I never go back and say, I did a shlichas. So we don't know, is that a good get or not? So and then let's say the husband dies at that point in time. So we're saying, he's saying, I'm a supa. So if the husband's alive, she's a get. If he's not alive, she needs to chalitza.
But my hands are dirty now.
Let's wait 3 minutes. I'm sorry, friend. I got it wrong. Okay. So he says on the third white line, Hava Uvda, it was an incident like this. It was an incident, and Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel said she requires a get and a chalitza, both. So Tarti, she's both? No. Get mechayim, if the husband's alive, she needs a get. He says, the chalitza, if he's dead, she needs chalitza. Let me just wrap up the Gemara, and then if there's time, I'll come to you, friend. Okay. So, Ahi, the Havu Karla Nafata. There was a woman. They would refer to as nafata. Azul sade katuv tafata. The husband said, I want you to write a get for my wife. So they wrote up a get. Instead of saying nafata, they wrote tafata. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar. Now the question is, are they authorized to write another get? In other words, when the husband authorizes people to write a get, does the authorization cease once they write the get? Or can they keep writing getting or whatever until they get it right? So Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta Meshmeid Rav Asu Eidim Shlichutan. The Eidim are finished. They did what was required of them. They can't write any more yet. Did he say to them, write on a shard and give it to her? This is like valueless what they did. He says, if the Adam would have written a good get, and then it got lost with the shliach, then they would be finished. They did what they had to do. and unfortunately got lost in transit, then they're not authorized. But in this case, then they got to do work. So Matkiv Rav Nachman, Mikamar Luhu, Kitvu Venhu Bikisaihu. Even in that last case, did the husband say, write it and put it in your pockets, and the wizard got lost? Elam Rav Nachman, Kodvim Venotin, Nafil Me'apamim. You got to write and keep giving it. And he says he wants you to get it done. You do it as many times as it takes to get it done. All right, let me just finish the sugya, and then we'll come to you, Fern, okay? So, by Mine Rabba Mir Rav Nachman, Rabba poses the following question to Rav Nachman, Kitvu Utenu L'Shliach. What if the husband says, I want you to write a get and give it to a Shliach? So, is there a Shlichus finish when they give it to the Shliach, or does it go on even after that? Mahu, Siluki Salik Luhu. So, once they give it to Shliach, that's it, you know, Gamarnu, and the rest not my problem. Or maybe he meant, I want you to see that my wife gets divorced. And I'm just saying, give it to Shliach. And, you know, I'm close, so I wonder if you have a headache. So make it easy on yourselves. Give it to a Shliach to deliver her. You know, she lives in Montauk. We're in Greatner. So I say, so write the get and give it to a Shliach. I didn't mean that if the Shliach loses it or something like that, then you're off the hook. He says, again, so the man says to Adam, he says to Shlichim, I want you to write a get. And then give the get to a shliach for delivery to my wife. And then the shliach loses the get. So are they authorized? Right. Are they authorized to write another get? Or are they done? He said, give it to shliach. We did what he said. He said, write a get, give it to shliach. That's what we did. We're done. So he says, Maus, Luki Salik Lahu. Do I say that that's finished? O Dilma, Latircha, Nuhukash, or Mail. In Achinami, he said, make sure my wife gets divorced. I'm saying, give it to shliach. You're here in Greyneck. She's in Montauk. I don't want you to have a headache. Going to Montauk, so give it to Shliach and he'll bring it to Montauk. But I want this done. I want it done. So Amali Ravina Ravashi, Vyolifla Mahu. What if he adds on the words Vyolifla and he the Shliach? So that's a Safik. So now he says, what if this man said Vyolifla? He says, give it to Shliach and he will bring it to her. Does that change the scenario? In other words, to make it clear that I want it to be brought to her. So then maybe there are more authorizations. So the Gemara leaves that as a take. We're not sure. Now, we're not sure in the previous case, we're not sure in this case either. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Goyomer, Afomer Tulihiti, if a woman says to a Shliach, take my get, Imrat Salach Zor Lo Yazor. In other words, Tulihiti is the same in Kata like Giti. So he says, Tan Rabbanan, Tuli, if she says Tuli, or Vasali, like lift up for me, he says, Behali Biadfa, it should be for me in your hand. Kulam Lashon Kabbalah. That's also all Lashon of Kabbalah. Okay, now Fern has been very patient. What do you got for me, Fern? Let me hear you.
No, I just wanted to know in the case where she was kneading, I don't understand what that's like a red herring in there. In other words, my hands are dirty now. You should accept it.
No. She's saying, no, it's not a red herring. She's saying, I can't take this get right now. My hands are filled with dough. Why don't you be a shliach with Kabbalah?
For how long? It sounds indefinite.
No. If he's right a shliach with Kabbalah, then she's divorced instantaneously.
But does he have to give her the... No.
Once if she's a shliach with Kabbalah, then you don't have to give her the get. He's got the get. She's divorced.
She never has to take it in her hand.
No.
All right.
No, let's see a sheet here, and then we'll call it a day. What's up, Aaron Moshe?
I was just saying, never give a get to your wife while she's baking.
All right. You never know what she'll put in the dough.
Because you may not get to taste it.
All right. One second. All right. I got a lot of things here. All right. Why don't we do story and that'll be it. Okay. A certain man had fallen on hard times and was in desperate need of a loan. After much searching, he finally found a generous man who was willing to lend him the requisite sum. The borrower owned property that exceeded the value of the loan. The wealthy man was extremely busy with his many commitments, so he sent a trusted friend to bring the money. The friend and a pair of designated witnesses met the borrower at a scribe's residence and handed over the money in exchange for a contract duly signed by the witnesses. When the Gvir's messenger looked over the signed document, he was filled with dread, as the amount of the loan, the sofer had written 1,000 instead of 100. Had written 1,000 instead of 100. He says, the group wondered what to do. The lender's messenger insisted they draw up another document. Now, wait a second. It sounds like the Gevir's messenger looked over the signed document. He says, the amount of the loan, so we've written 1,000 instead of 100. So it sounds it sounds like it should have been 100, but he wrote 1,000. So it sounds like for the benefit of the kavir, the lender, group wonder what to do. The lender's messenger insisted they draw up another document, but the witnesses were not certain if it would be permitted. Although there had been a mistake, perhaps since they had already presumably completed their assigned task, they had no real right to invalidate the first document. Could they really nullify a legally ratified document regarding 10% of the loan and redraft a second document for the entire 1,000? I'm not clear on the 1,000. The thing, he said they consulted a local rav who was unsure. When this rav consulted the rav Sitzal, however, he received a decisive ruling. Since the witnesses know there was a clear error, they may destroy the mistaken document, write a new document. This emerges clear from the Gemara and Gittin Samach Gimel. Then we find that when the husband designated people to write, give a divorce to his wife, and they got a name wrong or lost it, they may write another divorce. The Gemara concludes that they should continue to write it even 100 times until they finally get it right. The same holds true in our case. They are still agents of the borrower until they get it right. Okay. Yeah, what's up?
Quite functionally after the Kabbalah. Yeah, husband changes to a lot. How come we don't say over there that it works once he gets it?
Wait. There's different In the Mishnah, he says, "If she, I don't want you to be shliach in Kabbalah." Ella Holeik gets that. No. In our Mishnah, it was without name. But go ahead. So you're asking on what?
She said, "When should you have to be a Kabbalah?"
Right.
Right.
In other words, if she appointed a shliach the Kabbalah according to the Mishnah, and he says then he can't retract anymore. In the bright, we had a case in the bright. It's different than in the Mishnah, right?
Yeah.
I'm looking at the Mishnah. So which line in the Mishnah do you want me to see? About if she Kabbalah, I don't want you to be a shliach of Kabbalah. Right, that's what I said. He says I don't want you to be a shliach of Kabbalah, be a shliach of Halacha.
Shliach can't go back to the wife.
No. But in other words, that shlichus is totally terminated. Not interested in that shlichus anymore. Here, I need the shlichus. In other words, the husband is giving the get, and the get's in transit. So I need the shlichus. Oh, okay. I got to wrap it up now. Wait, one second. Excuse me. Let me just. Okay, one second.